Ash let out another frustrated breath. He could see that moment clearly. Artemis had met him outside her temple, here in her forest. He'd stood in the center of a clearing, glaring at her. He'd been hungry and furious, and he'd wanted her blood in the worst sort of way. She'd approached him cautiously that day, as if terrified of him. "Please don't be angry at me, Acheron." He'd laughed bitterly. "Oh, angry doesn't even begin to describe what I am at you. How dare you bring me back?" She'd gulped.
"I had no choice."
"We all have choices."
"No, Acheron,
we don't." As if he'd believed it. She'd always been selfish and vain, and no doubt that was the only reason he'd been brought back when he should have been left dead. "Is this why you've been summoning me? You want to apologize?" She'd shaken her head.
"I'm not sorry for what I've done. I would do it over again in a heart pound."
"Beat," he'd snarled. She'd waved the word away with her hand.
"I want there to be peace between us."
Peace? Was she insane? She was lucky he didn't kill her right now. If it weren't for fear of what could happen to the innocent, he would have. "There will never be peace between us. Ever. You shattered any hope of it when you watched your brother kill me and refused to speak up on my behalf."
"I was afraid."
"And I was butchered and gutted on the floor like an animal sacrifice. Excuse me if I don't feel your pain. I'm too busy with my own."
He'd turned to leave her then, but she'd stopped him.
It was then he heard the muffled whimpering of a baby. Scowling, he'd watched in horror as Artemis withdrew an infant from the folds of her peplos.
"I have a baby for you, Acheron."
He jerked his arm away from her as fury singed every part of him. "You bitch! Do you honestly think that could ever replace my nephew you let die? I hate you. I will always hate you. For once in your life, do the right thing and return that to its mother. The last thing a babe needs is to be left with a heartless viper like you." She'd slapped him then with enough strength to split his upper lip. "Go and rot, you worthless bastard." Laughing, he'd wiped the blood away with the back of his hand while he stared venomously at her. "I may be a worthless bastard, but better that than a frigid whore who sacrificed the only man to ever love her because she was too self-absorbed to save him." The look on her face had scorched him. "I'm not the whore here, Acheron. You are. Bought and sold to anyone who could pay your fee. How dare you think for 1 minute you were ever worthy of a goddess?" The pain of those words had seared a permanent place in his heart and soul. "You're right, my lady. I'm not worthy of you or anyone else. I'm just a piece of shit to be dumped naked in the street. Forgive me for ever sullying you." And then he'd vanished from her, and for 2,000 years he'd avoided any and all contact with her. The only thing he'd accept from her was vials of her blood, so that he could eat and live. If he'd had his way, he'd have never seen her again. But then she'd used the powers she'd stolen from him to create the Dark Hunters, under the guise of using them to protect the humans from the daemons Apollo had created. The reality was, she'd used the Dark Hunters to tie Acheron to her forever, and to force him to come and barter with her for their freedom. They were the only reason he had anything to do with her. Them, and the guilt he felt over their creation. Damn them all for it. But that was the ancient past, and it was best left alone. "Why are you dredging up such bitter memories now, Artemis?" And as soon as the words left his lips, he had sudden clarity. "I have a baby for you, Acheron." Ash stepped back as disbelief and pain slammed him hard in the stomach.
"The baby."
Artemis nodded.
"She was your daughter.